Where's the coffee? Where is it? Ah, there she is. I don't know about you, but I need some coffee first thing in the morning. I may sound a bit chirpy on an optimistic Monday, but yeah, I do need the coffee to get me going in the morning, I must admit. So, happy optimistic Monday, everybody. It's Phil Begnett here, and I wanted to speak very quickly about one thing today, and that's Facebook. I got a job this week. Via my Facebook page. Phil, I've got a very last minute editing job I need to do. Could you call me straight away? Now, a lot of people are still in two minds about Facebook being a good tool for business. People had their doubts about Twitter, and that's proved a lot of people wrong. And Facebook now is starting to change. It's starting to shift towards a more business model for the pages I'm talking about, not the personal profile. Pages that are on Facebook, but the Facebook pages—they used to be called fan pages—and now they're just called pages. You get over 40 followers, which you can do quite easily. Change the URL to just your company name, facebook.com/ your company name, and create a splash page, a welcome page. Upload your videos there, embed your RSS feeds, keep everybody up to date who visits Facebook with what you're doing in your business. Now, it's just another place to be sticky for your business on the internet. What I mean by sticky is it's not all about bringing everybody back to your own website all the time. Yes, it's important. Yes, it should be the where you start from and where you should try and bring people back to eventually. But to bring them back, you need to be sticky across the web, and that means letting people know the same information on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Twitter, and every other social media platform that you can think about using. The work I had to do was excellent. It was in a lovely editing studio in Hebbingford Abbotts, and it was some fantastic footage that was what was filmed of a CD being made of choral music of the Cambridge Singers. I think they're called the Cambridge Singers, with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And the Cambridge Singers being recorded in a lovely large open church, a huge cathedral type church. Sorry, I'm not getting my words entirely correct. It's not the sort of area of music that I normally delve into, but it was amazing footage to watch and to edit, and it was basically an EPK, electronic press kit, to go with the CD. I only had a day, and I managed to get most of the work done. It was a fantastic opportunity, and I hope to work with Matthew again in the future. Once it's all live and it comes out and I've got a bit more information about it, I can share that with you. But I'll share the link for Matthew's website with you anyway on this Optimistic Monday. So that's it from me. Short and sharp. Have a great week in work this week. And obviously, if there's anything you want to speak to me about, online video, social media, branding, whatever, then get in touch. Speak to you soon. Bye bye.